What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
The following podcast contains adult language and content not suitable for children.
Some topics may contain graphic details, so a general trigger warning is in place.
We appreciate you being here, so please enjoy the show.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? It's your boy, Sean, coming at you, hosting another episode of Reddit on Wiki. You know the vibes. With me today, we have from Dallas, from Canada, one's a cult leader, one's a man of many trades. One is the host of The Dumbfound Dead, which is coming back January 2022. Repeat that enough. We've said it in our last three episodes. Make sure you're still subscribed to that so that you can get their new episode coming at you once a month. You know the vibes. John, Josh, Double J. What the fuck was that? How are you guys doing?
I haven't seen finger guns in so long.
It's great for an audio medium. They fucking know. They just from the sound, they know what the fuck that is.
You're really embracing the whole Michael Scott type of vibes, are you?
It's just I'm running low. The booster is no longer running through my veins. I'm back to anxious Sean.
Nice.
The intros are back to being bad again. You better believe it. And it's your boy, right, Sean.
If Sean's Michael Scott, who does that make? What does that make us, John?
Oh my God.
I think I got the Dwight Schrute haircut going on right now.
You guys are Jim and Pam.
Nice.
Yo.
You're Pam. You're short.
Hey.
Again, plug in the Patreon to see some more of our... We have videos of role-playing The Office on our Patreon. You'll have to join and pay us to see it. It's behind a paywall. Well, welcome to Reddit on Wiki, the podcast where each of us host every other week. We switch off hosting capabilities, tendon job duties. I don't fucking know. Here we go. Every week, one of the three of us will host, and then we'll teach each other about a new subject. But the caveat is we can only use Wikipedia and Reddit as our main sources of research.
Wait, is that the caveat? Because I have not been doing that.
I mean, Reddit and Wiki is pretty much what I use, but I use other sources too.
Well, I said as the main source, right? Okay. That's y'all's main source. Fair, you know what I'm saying? Don't throw me off. I'm on a roll. Here we go.
I was panicking. I was breaking the rules.
We're 20 episodes in now, so fuck it. There are no rules. Yeah. You guys know.
You know. You know what happens when you break the rules, right, Josh?
I don't know. Family dick fight or whatever. Sean's episode.
Whoa!
Excuse me.
You made me read that.
Yes. Wikimaniacs. If this is your first episode that you've listened to of me hosting, it does usually end in some kind of smut, erotic fan fiction of sorts. And we took a break from that last week to put everybody through pun hell or punishment, like John likes to say.
Yep.
But I'm coming back hot. We have more erotic fan fiction for you at the end of this episode.
Hell yeah.
We'll read it equally. But before we get to that, the topic for today is the Pete Rose scandal. John, Josh, what do you guys know about the Pete Rose scandal?
I was going to say nothing. I've never heard this name before. I don't know if I'm just blanking on some large media thing that I missed or whatever, but yeah, I don't know. Not sure.
I do know that he is a baseball player. He played for the Cincinnati Reds. Wait, no. He managed the Cincinnati Reds, right?
You're about to find out, my friend.
Oh, my God. But I do know him from wrestling. He gets tombstoned by Kane a lot.
Oh, yes, he does. Yeah. When I was on Reddit searching for Pete Rose stuff, a lot of wrestling stuff came up. And I was like, why is he? And then I clicked. And I was like, oh, yeah.
He got tombstone pile driver by Kane. I want to say several times.
Interesting. Yeah. Is that like a...
Kane port, is like, a Kane is the big red machine. He is the fucking demon brother of the Undertaker. It's just awesome. But anyways, yeah, the kayfabe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But bringing it back, the Pete Rose scandal. I chose this one because I'm kind of on a baseball kick. It is November 29th, I think, when you're listening to this, unless you bought our Patreon and you're hearing this a week early or whenever the fuck John decides to upload it.
Probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
But currently, when we're recording, the World Series has just ended and my Astros
got their ass fucking drove.
Okay, chill. It's not your team. Yeah. You can't say shit. Fuck it. I don't care. We're the fucking villains of Major League Baseball and I fucking love it. I love being a heel. But nice. We choked it in game six and it's probably the end of us being always in either the ALCS or the World Series because Correa is more than likely gone. And, you know, even though everybody hates Correa, everybody, now that he's a free agent, everybody will do anything to get him on their team.
Let's go Jays.
Poor Sean. He's Jays. Just trying to put a brave face right now.
Honestly, I told Josh and John in the chat, you know, 5 years, five straight ALCS, three World Series, one championship. I don't care if you're the Asterix or the trash cans or blah, blah, blah. We still have the fucking, I still have the ring on my goddamn finger. We still have the pennant in our goddamn stadium. We won a goddamn championship.
Oh, wait. Is that the team that did the trash can thing?
That could be a whole nother episode if you want, but I'll tell you this. Every team fucking cheats. You know what I'm saying? Oh, every team cheats. Every team goddamn steals signs. Everybody is freaking out about the camera shit. A month or two after our report came out, a report came out about the Yankees and the Red Sox. But guess what? They're historical teams with large fan bases that have been around since the start of the MLB. So they're not going to take the heat. The Astros, the new team that nobody cares about, is going to take the heat because everyone hates Houston sports. Guess what, guys? We're pivoting the episode. It's Astros episode. We're getting shitted on. We don't deserve... Just kidding. All right, here we go.
Yo, did you even breathe this whole time you introduced that shit?
No, I'm fucking heated, guys.
I can tell.
Astros get shitted on. And I guess good reason they cheated, but guess what? Your favorite team also fucking cheats.
So
they just didn't cheat good enough.
So you guys are
sucks
like
to suck. 2017 World Series champions.
So you guys are the New England Patriots of MLB. You're on top, sort of. Everyone hates on you and picks on the Deflategate thing. And
yeah,
exactly.
Taking pictures at or recording a Giants practice or something. I don't know what it was, but
yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, our dynasty is probably over now that, you know, Verlander's gone, Granke's gone, Correa's about to be gone, Springer's already gone, Garrett Cole's gone. But it lasted half, maybe a third of the Patriots run. But
nice.
But it's been nice being on top. Enjoy my yelling for now because I'm sure we're going to be irrelevant in 3 years. So it's whatever.
Hey, isn't Altuve one of your players too?
Yeah, he's the fucking best.
He's a short king too, right?
He's a short king. Hey, you better believe it. King, everybody's so mad at him. Oh, we're fucking going full tangent here. everyone's so mad at Altuve because he's the fucking, you know, the best player on our team and he won MVP that year and blah, blah, blah. But guess what, guys? He wasn't even involved in the cheating scandal. In all the reports, it shows that he did not take part in that. He didn't want to be part of the scheme. And guess what? He's fucking second. I think he's tied for second for most home runs in World Series. And he's played two-thirds of the games of the other two guys. I don't want to fucking hear it. I don't want to fucking hear it, guys. Anyways. So Pete Rose, right? We're getting into Pete Rose. I'm not as good at segues as Josh. Oh, here we go. Speaking of baseball scandals, let's get into Pete Rose.
Woo!
There we go.
You'll love to see that.
Got some leftover, you know, you still got the
a little bit of the booster. Yeah, a little bit of the booster in me.
Still running through your blood.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get into the Pete Rose scandal, let's get to know Pete Rose himself. All right, so Wikimaniacs, like I do every episode, starting the first half in Wikipedia. And then after the break, I'll do some Reddit shit. All right. So before we get into the scandal, let's get into Pete Rose's Wikipedia page. So Pete Rose, also known by his nickname Charlie Hustle, is an American former professional baseball player and manager. Rose played in the Major League Baseball from 1963 to 1986. A fucking long ass time.
It was a long time.
Most prominently as a member of, John, you got it right, the Cincinnati Reds. He was part of the Cincinnati Reds team that was known as the Big Red Machine, which is probably why he was feuding with Kane.
Kane. Oh my God. Okay.
It all comes together.
It does.
So they were nicknamed that because of their dominance of the National League in the 1970s. He also played for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Montreal Expos. Shout out Canada, Josh.
Hell yeah.
And during and after his playing career, he served as the manager of the Reds from 1984 to 1986. All right, so Rose was a switch hitter and is the all-time MLB leader in hits. He's hit the ball 4,256 times.
Damn.
All right, that's a fuck ton of times.
I'm not really baseball guy, but didn't they make a movie about Mr. 3000? Is that 3,000 hits or 3,000 home runs?
3,000 home runs sounds like an impossible feat. So probably hits. To be honest, I did not start watching baseball until the Astros got good in 2015. Mm. So if there's a piece of baseball media after 2015, before 2015, I don't really know it.
Now, I played T-ball. I maybe hit it 10 times. Is that good? Is that good? Bad?
better than me. I did zero sports as a child. So
okay.
Pretty nice. Good.
I didn't do too many eye-hand sports. I did soccer a lot. But
Is it football. Soccer in Canada or is it football in Canada?
It's soccer. Soccer. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we're just as American as you guys in some regards.
They're North American still.
We just measure our fields differently, okay?
Yeah.
In kilometers.
Fun fact, kilometers shorter than a mile. You guys would have never known that.
Do any of you watch fucking Wild N Out?
Way back when.
If you watch Wild N Out, Sean, I feel like this is your dime joke now. I don't know if you've ever seen that where he tries to make a line about a pickup line using a dime, and he kept getting a buzzer every time. Emmanuel Hudson. I feel like this is your dime joke moving forward. It's fucking kilometers.
The kilometers and miles.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get us a new shirt material, you know what I'm saying?
Oh. You gonna design it for us?
Yeah, 1 mile equals 0.62, whatever the fuck it is. No miles. Context.
Not just greater than kilometers.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, So not only is he the all-time MLB leader in hits, he's also the MLB all-time leader in games played. He played 3,562 games. Jesus, he also has Christ. The most at-bats, 14,053. He also has the most singles, 32-15. He has the most outs at 10,328. He's won 3 World Series, 3 batting titles, 1 MVP, 2 Gold Gloves, and the Rookie of the Year. Rose made 17 All-Star appearances at an unequaled 5 different positions. He also won both his Golden Gloves when he was an outfielder in 1969 and 1970. He is also credited with popularizing the head-first sliding technique in the major league. All right, so that's a little background on the greatness that is Pete Rose. Absolutely insane stats. Just a quick rundown. 17-time All-Star, 3-time World Series champion, 1-time National League MVP, 1-time World Series MVP, the National League Rookie of the Year, 2-time Gold Glove winner. He also won the Silver Slugger 1 time. He won the Roberto Clemente Award. I don't even know what that is. That's for you guys. He's a 3-time National League batting champion. The Cincinnati Reds retired his number. He's a member of the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame, and he's part of the MLB All-Century team.
Jesus.
Damn.
So this guy just woke up and was born to play baseball, basically. He came out just swinging.
Just a goddamn. God damn it. Not in my episodes.
Man,
you can continue. Fucking hate it. I hate it.
I feel like a proud father.
I've never been more disappointed in you.
It's like having a proud dad and a disappointed mom.
Yeah, Sean said, this is your first strike, buddy.
God damn it.
That's your second.
Oh, god damn it. That one went right over. Fuck me. It's like your national treasure joke that went completely over my head.
Well, yeah.
I was editing it and I heard it and I was, why did I not boo? And then Josh immediately booed and I just moved past like I didn't hear it. Fuck.
Quicker, baby.
Yeah.
I guess so. Anyways.
You were on your booster. You were too focused.
Yeah, the booster is, a fucking Adderall kick. All right. So now that we know what Pete Rose is about and how great he was as a player, let's get into what the scandal was all about. After he played a majority of his career with the Reds, he got moved to the Phillies for a few years, then went to Montreal for a year. And then in 1984, he came back to the Reds and they immediately named him a player manager. So not only was he managing the team, he was still playing in the games, hitting dingers all day.
You can do that?
What the fuck?
I guess so. I did not know that was a thing. I was super confused about. And there's a whole Wikipedia page on the history of player coaches. So
God. You should do an episode on that.
Yeah, that could be a whole nother episode another time.
That's wild because I couldn't imagine doing... I mean, it's baseball. I guess there's not much going on, but...
So some could say fucking LeBron James, his last like 7 years has been a player coach. So
I mean, that's fair enough.
That's fair. Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Fair.
In 1989, Rose was questioned by the outgoing commissioner of the MLB and his successor, Bartlett Giamatti, about gambling activities. Mm. 3 days later, lawyer John M. Dowd retained to investigate the charges against Rose. During the investigation, Giamatti took office as the commissioner of baseball and John M. Dowd released the Dowd Report.
Ooh.
Okay, so the Dowd Report was a document describing the transgressions of Pete Rose in betting on baseball games, some of which he participated in. The report asserted that Pete Rose bet on 52 Reds games in 1987 at a minimum of $10,000 a day.
Holy shit.
A day?
Rose, facing very harsh punishment along with his attorney and agent, Reuven Katz, decided to seek a compromise with Major League Baseball. On August 24th, 1989, Rose agreed to voluntary lifetime ban from baseball. The agreement... God. Had three key provisions. One, MLB would make no finding or fact regarding gambling allegations and cease their investigation. Two, Rose was neither admitting or denying the charges. And three, Rose could apply for reinstatement after 1 year.
What so the fuck? Just,
yeah. Wait.
No, what? So he's like, I want you to get rid of everything, all the information, and then... forget this happened, and then in a year I'll come back. That's not how anything works. That's so stupid.
So in a year you could reapply to come back.
Well,
so
you know what I mean, though. It's weird. I don't know. That's weird. I do have a follow-up question, though. Were the games he bet on, were they for his team to win or against his team to win? Because I have a controversial take that it should be okay to bet on your team to win because you have you can't really do anything. Right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're playing in it, what are you going to do? Play harder? You're already playing, probably going to be playing as hard as you can anyway. So
fixed score and over and under type of shit? Is that how betting, I don't know exactly how betting works.
Well, you can usually bet on what team to win, but yeah, there are prop bets.
Yeah, you can do over unders.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that later because he writes a book. Oh, but just going chronologically, so Giamatti, who was the commissioner at the time, immediately stated publicly, even though they said, you know, that they would cease their investigation after they agreed, Giamatti immediately publicly stated that he felt that Rose did in fact bet on baseball games. And then 8 days later, Giamatti suffered a fatal heart attack. The consensus among baseball experts is that Giamatti's post-agreement statement, his sudden and untimely death, and appointment of new commissioner Faye Vincent, a close friend and great admirer of Giamatti, doomed Pete Rose's hopes of reinstatement. So pretty much this man's dying last public words were, fuck Pete Rose, he cheated.
Oh my God.
He bet on games. And then the next commissioner, who was a close friend and fan of Giamatti, was, well, I'm not going to be the one to fucking reinstate him.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's fair. I mean, fair. I wouldn't either.
Yeah. So since then, Faye Vincent was replaced in 1992 by Bud Selig. And then when that happened, Rose applied for reinstallment 5 years later in 1997 and in 2003. In both instances, Selig chose not to act, keeping the ban intact. Once Selig retired, Rose applied for reinstatement again in 2015, but Selig's successor, Rob Manfred, denied their request in December of that year. So to this day, he is banned from baseball, is not eligible for the MLB Hall of Fame. And yeah, it's just a huge ban. So here we go. On February 4th, 1991, Rose's ban from baseball was extended to the Baseball Hall of Fame when the 12 members of the board of directors of the Hall of Fame voted unanimously to bar Rose from the ballot. So even though they banned him from being in the Hall of Fame forever, he was still celebrated as part of the All-Century team in 1999. And he was allowed in the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame, but he'll never be allowed to be in the MLB Hall of Fame.
Question, do you get any benefits of being in like on those Hall of Fame or no?
Cool. I think it's just coolness, recognition.
Coolness. But I mean, if you're part of the...
Oh, you get like, it's the NFL, where, you know, you get a statue of yourself made. Okay. Yeah. There's an actual Hall of Fame. A bus. So later on, he wrote a book called My Prison Without Bars. And he admitted that he did bet on Reds games and on other MLB games. And he admitted that he told Commissioner Selig personally that he did do that. But he states and will continue to state that he always bet on the Reds, never against them. He always said, I bet on my team to win. And, you know, it is what it is.
I don't know. Like, if that's what he did, I have a hard time having a problem with that for the reasons I stated before. It's different if you're the player manager betting against your team, because you can definitely throw the game by putting worse players in positions that they shouldn't be in and winning back money. But come on, look, I have a hard time. There's people juicing and launching balls in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Cut that out maybe. And not guys betting on their own team.
Yeah,
or don't make juicing legal, actually. That too.
That's a hot take.
But there's like not anything negatively impact the game, you know what I'm saying? The outcome is still gonna be the same if he's gambling for his team to win. Like, they're gonna play hard regardless. Like you said, if he was betting against it, saying, hey, we're not gonna hit the ball so well today, so you can get certain points.
Yeah.
I can actually see the issue with that, but that doesn't sound from what I'm hearing, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys. Again, I haven't been a baseball fan my whole life. I only started six years ago. But from everything that I've learned, baseball out of the major sports in America is the most bound by tradition. The least, anything that's anything that's showboaty is bad. You're not allowed to do bad flips. You're not allowed to dance after doing stuff. Like, it has to be, oh, just business, you know, good, quote unquote, good sportsmanship.
I will comment, the Bautista bat flip was sick, but
I fucking love bat flips.
But I would argue the NHL is way more conservative in that way. Just, it is old white hockey culture through and through, and it is the most annoying shit. There's a bunch of allegations coming out now and stuff like that, and they're very boys clubby, I guess you'd say. So I would say it's up there with the MLB, if not worse in some ways. But
I just think a lot of, you know what, to be honest, like, I think the only fun league right now is the NBA as far as commissioner wise, because Adam Silver, he's very, like,
he's a pro player
in his thinking. Just changing, and like you guys said, the whole tradition thing, back then, if they changed, like, the format of the All-Star game, like how they did in NBA, people would go batshit crazy. I think the new format is super sick. Everyone's more competitive. And then, I mean, they call the NFL the no fun league because they get fucking fined for everything. Just like wearing a different color cleats.
Celebrating in the end zone.
Yeah, they banned dunking on the goalpost. Bruh, if that's athleticism, you know? If that motherfucker can jump that high on that 12-foot post and they can do that, let them.
This year with the fucking, the NFL and their, they taunting. Increased the flags for taunting or whatever, the sensitivity to taunting. Everything is a fucking flag. Everything is taunting.
Jesus.
It's awful. It's bad to watch. It's not great. As opposed to NBA, which took out made it harder to get fouls. Not everything is a foul now. So now it's a faster pace. It's much more enjoyable to watch. But
yeah, I do like that. And I'm sorry, Sean, but I do love seeing James Harden suffer because of that.
See, that's my issue though, is is this. He's not even in Houston anymore, but I'll defend him because he's always got shitted on and I don't think he deserves it. But James Harden got so much flack throughout the years as everything being a foul. And when it was a foul. And other NBA players have stated if they could do that, they would absolutely do that. They just can't do what James Harden does. But now that it's not a foul, and since James Harden is the poster child of body movement in order to get fouls,
he's getting
shit. Even when everyone he's getting fouled now, they're not calling it fouls. Oh. He's getting legitimately fucking beat the fuck up, and they're not calling fouls. That's a whole nother episode.
There's a lot of players suffering from that. Like, means besides Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the fucking goat when it comes to shooting, but Devin Booker is suffering. Fucking Damian Lillard suffering from it. It's just it's a lot of things getting used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so, but as you said, the NBA is definitely the best league for changing and adapting to the times out of all the sports leagues, I think.
Oh, WNBA too is also very progressive. And hey,
shout out to Drake trying to get a WNBA team in Toronto, by the way, trying to recruit Liz Cambage to be the face of the franchise.
I didn't know that. So good for him.
I didn't know that either. That's live.
Wet like I'm Lizzie. That's what part of his
life. Oh, life.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Drake's a big advocate of Toronto.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just, and it's good. You know, it's just throwing it out there. Women's sports in general, you know. It pisses me off when I go on Twitter or Instagram and they, let's say, Bleacher Report post something about women's sports.
Yeah. Like, people fucking troll it.
I hate reading the comments.
It's annoying.
Don't care. Go back to the kitchen. I'm just, bruh, these women will cross you to the next city.
Yeah. And if you don't care, then you don't have to comment. Just move along with your life. And the people who will watch it will watch it. And it's, they're so small and pathetic that they have to bring women down to their level.
Professionals for a reason. Oh my God. I could not even lace any of their shoes. Man, I'm a horrible basketball dribbler. I mean, I could shoot for days, but you make me run the point guard, I'll bust a Russell Westbrook and turn it over 13 times before the first quarter is over.
Bro, I played in a co-ed league one time, and I don't play basketball at all, but this one girl, just every time, three, didn't matter where she was, and they fucking killed us 50 to 20 or something like that. It was not even close. It was
Stephanie Curry.
Oh my God. That was what the fuck. Yeah. So if yeah, could you imagine what actual professional basketball players could do? It would just
right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that tangent.
Yeah, that was a whole tangent we went down.
Yeah, sorry guys. But anyways, that's it for the Wikipedia segment. We're going to take some ad breaks because fun fact, I just got married and I'm still broke, guys. All right, so ads, Patreon ads, all the ads. See you guys in a little bit. Bye.
What is up, Wikimaniacs? Support for this podcast starts with, well, you. You can do so by following us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reddit on Wiki and our TikTok at Reddit on Wiki Pod.
You can find us wherever you find your podcasts, and make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchaser and leave your boys a 5-star rating. Tell us how much you love the show and make sure to tell your friends about us.
If you want to support us financially, consider joining our Patreon. You can find us on patreon.com/RedditOnWiki. For one-time donations, consider contributing to our Buy Me a Coffee page or rock our merch. You can find all our links on RedditOnWiki.com.
And we're back! Clipping again, you better believe it. Here we go. All right, so just like I told you guys, we did our Wikipedia stuff. Now let's get into some Reddit stuff. There wasn't a ton of stuff I found, but one thing I found a lot of, hyperbole there, but there's a dozen different posts of Pete Rose autographing baseballs and writing some wild shit on them.
Oh, God.
Okay. So one thing I've learned about Pete Rose is that I guess since he's not in the Hall of Fame and since he loves sports betting still to this day, he's always in Vegas and he's always at those sports shops signing baseballs. So
he's got to make money to bet.
Exactly. He's got to make money. So here are some of the balls that he signed. Here's one. Pete Rose, sorry I bet on baseball. Here's another one. Pete Rose, sorry I shot JFK. Wild. Just on a baseball signature.
He actually signed that shit like that?
He signed it and wrote it. Rose for president.
My God, sounds like Donald Trump a little bit.
He'd be a good shit poster on Twitter.
funny thing about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, make America great again, Rose.
Oh, so, he's a Trumpy.
You hate to see it. Here you go.
Oh, no.
Pete Rose, 2004, WWE Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer there.
Here's another one. Pete Rose, I really wish I were in the Hall of Fame.
You know, Pete, if it wasn't for the Donald Trump comment, I'd be in his corner still.
Same.
Pete Rose, at least I didn't do steroids.
That was what I was saying. I'm back in his corner.
I'm back in the corner.
Yeah.
Pete Rose, rest in peace, Harambe.
Oh, all right, guys. You know what? You want to get subscribers out. You know what time it is. Dicks out, baby.
Pete Rose, Lincoln was shot the day I was born, April 14th. What the fuck? Pete Rose.
Oh, my.
Pete Rose.
That's his birthday?
I guess so.
That's pretty close to mine, actually.
Oh, nice. You're April too? I'm April as well, dude.
16th?
28th, my guy.
Ah, damn.
Are we all Taurus, though?
So close.
No.
Ugh.
Whoa, fire sign. Just kidding. I don't know shit.
I don't know.
May gang, baby.
All right, another one. Pete Rose. Also, I was the first man on the moon.
He would be Pete so Rose. Good on Twitter.
Pete Rose, sorry I screwed up the economy.
It was his fault.
Piece Pete Rose, there's no crying in baseball. And then
there
also,
absolutely is.
Pete Rose, 4,236 hits, zero steroids.
I do like the shots he makes on steroids because I do agree with that.
Who's the guy that was did steroids? Was it Bonds? Barry Bonds?
It was a fuck ton of people.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds.
Sosa? Yeah. Sosa too?
Yeah.
I think Sosa.
He turned
off topic, but have you seen Sosa?
Yeah, he's
holy
white now.
Moly, he did something.
Have you seen
it? I don't think he has the skin disease. I think he did that to himself.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see him now. Because like, he played for the Cubs, Sammy Sosa.
Again, if it's before 2015.
Oh, yeah, he did play for the Cubs.
Here, let me.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get a good picture here for you to share on the.
Bro.
Can I share? Yeah, I can.
This motherfucker look like he been in a funeral parlor.
Look at this shit.
Holy.
He got blue eyes.
he did some shit to himself for sure. Oof.
Oh, that is a scary sight, bro. Like a vampire. God damn.
All right, here's another article I found on Reddit. Pete Rose. Here's the quote. He was quoted in an article to talk about the steroid issue, and this is what he said. You have to understand, I don't call these guys to do shows. They call me. And of course, with all this steroid talk and the 12 guys being suspended and A-Rod appealing, they want my input because I'm suspended for life. Hey, everything is a different case. I made my mistakes. I can't whine about it. I'm the one that messed up, and I'm the one paying the consequences. However, if I am given a second chance, I won't need a third chance. And to be honest with you, I think I picked the wrong vice. Maybe I should have picked alcohol, or I should have picked drugs, or maybe I should have picked up beating my wife or girlfriend, because if you do those three things, you end up getting a second chance.
That is true.
Those haven't been given to too many gamblers in the world of baseball, Rose said. So I don't know if that's...
I completely agree.
I 100%, like... Man. I mean, I think there are rules against, like, a spousal abuse now in most major league sports, except for the NHL.
Gross.
Yep.
I want to say some of the NFL, too. I mean, shit, Kareem Hunt is still playing.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
I mean, Tyreek Hill.
I mean, Randy
Joe Mixon.
Randy Gregory played for a little bit before he started beating the shit out of people in real life in UFC, I think.
Yeah.
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 They just to talk about Randall Gregory, they gave him bums just because Dana White likes to promote him, even though he beat women. Just, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, shit. And this is unfortunate, but fucking whatever happened to Henry Ruggs right now, recently, when he just demolished someone's life, unfortunately, and I think he's gonna get another shot in the league once he gets off of jail. I mean, that happened to Dante Stallworth.
Man, I don't know. This is the worst case I've ever seen. I've never seen someone go 156 miles per hour in Vegas.
Vegas is very strict when it comes to DUI. And the crazy shit is this guy was not wearing a fucking seatbelt, and he still
Jesus.
Lived.
His girlfriend was in the car too. She's seriously injured.
Oh,
he is not.
Oh my God.
This was the one that just happened recently.
Yeah.
Like a couple days ago, yeah.
I heard about that.
As much of a dumbass as he is, I do applaud his quarterback, Derek Carr. And saying he was pretty much saying, like, yes, he made a very stupid decision, but you know, he just killed somebody's on accident. So, you know, he's feeling a type of way and he's going to have to live with those things the rest of his life. So I'll always be there to give him love and stuff. And that's a different perspective because I was fuck Henry Ruggs. And it is still fuck Henry Ruggs.
Yeah.
That's a huge mistake.
He still gets to live.
Yeah, but
that
it
girl
is.
Doesn't.
It is. Everybody does, you know, deserve somebody in their corner.
Yep.
Yeah, but definitely not.
What about
his
Hitler,
actions.
Sean?
He's a piece of shit.
Here we go.
Josh. But yeah, no, Hitler doesn't deserve a second chance.
All right.
But yeah, this is the last thing. And it seems since we're all in agreement that Pete Rose should be reinstated and be put in the Hall of Fame, ESPN ran a poll 7 years ago. And it turns out the public agree with us. 81% of people that voted on that poll think that the Pete Rose ban should be reversed and that the accolades and the things he's given to baseball far outweigh what he quote unquote took away.
I agree.
And
agreed.
Give him a bat. Let him play now.
Oh shit. He's old as fuck.
He'd at least bunt some shit, right?
Maybe. All right. So with that being said, that's the end of our Reddit section. I've linked in the chat. The fan fiction to end the episode, guys. I could not find a Pete Rose fan fiction, believe it or not. But I did find a Kyle Seager, Jared Weaver erotic fan fiction. Those are both MLB players. I do not know what teams. This was written 4 years ago, so they might be on different teams now. But
looks like the Rangers.
Looks like Rangers and Mariners. Mm. We'll go same order as always. John, then Josh, and then myself. That sucks.
You get the longest paragraph.
Yeah. We'll switch paragraphs.
So this is a Reddit post by KCMan011 written 5 years ago titled "The Kyle Seager and Jared Weaver Erotic Fan Fiction."
Real creative.
Yes.
And they're a Texas Ranger fan.
Yeah. I mean, fuck the Rangers. I mean, I don't really root for Rangers, but that's the only time I go watch a baseball game. So
there you go.
I have a jersey. Yeah. I'm forced.
Oh, backstory on this. It looks like he lost some kind of bet or wager and he was forced to write this and he made this masterpiece instead.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Starting now. The parking lot was dark. All of the fans had filtered through the exits and made their way home, distraught by the Rangers' series sweep against the Mariners. The other players and personnel from both the Mariners and Rangers had left as well. Yet, two remained. Kyle Seager, the hero and Rangers' nemesis, strode confidently to his Escalade, the sweet scent of his cologne emanating from his pores. His button-up Tommy Hilfiger shirt was left with the top two buttons open, showing off his chiseled pecs. And his Calvin Klein jeans perfectly.
Is this sponsored? I don't
know, right? Sponsor us. Shit. We need the money. Accentuating Please. His tight, shapely ass. The light filtering from the lone street lamp that was still on shone upon him, illuminating his pristine facial features and making him look like the god among men that he is.
This is kind of beautifully written. I'm not going to lie. That was really nice.
Hey, sexy, called a voice from behind Kyle. I love how you worked that wood tonight.
Kyle didn't even need to turn around to know who was catcalling him. I know you did, Jared, came his measured reply. Did you see how I fisted that pitch to the right to drive in the winning run?
Jared Weaver in his Wranglers and Tony Llamas sauntered towards Kyle, his long blonde hair gently fitting in the cool Texas breeze. I feel right at home. I did. It made me want to pitch to you like the good old days, he said as he reached up, gently stroked Kyle's clean-shaven cheek and gave him a sly wink.
Kyle blushed. Things aren't like that anymore. I'm a changed man. I can't keep doing this. Meeting in secrecy. And for what?
Jared kept his gaze upon Kyle as he replied, for what? You weren't saying that the last time you took my backdoor slider.
That was then. This is now, Kyle said, firmer this time. I'm a different man now. I'm not the kid I used to be.
You know how much I love it when you try to be forceful, Jared replied coolly. He reached around and placed his hand in the small of Kyle's back while gently gripping Kyle's throat. You know you want me to throw you my fastball.
Jesus.
I know it isn't what it once was, but it's still enough to make you quiver.
Oh, quiver. Kyle looked at Jared, his eyes locked into those deep pools of blue. He sighed, a slight grin creeping across his features. I know. He softly stated, this time though, I'm not just getting to second base off you. I'm coming around for the score.
What a pun.
Yes.
This is full of it and I hate it.
I kind of love it. Jared nodded and pointed to Kyle's Escalade. Kyle slowly opened the back door and motioned for Jared to come inside. Now, I don't want you to hold back, Kyle said as Jared climbed in. I want you to pitch a complete game.
When I'm done, baby, came Jared's reply, you're going to need to go on the disabled list.
Holy moly.
Kyle, Kyle climbed into the Escalade behind Jared and quietly closed the door. The only sounds that could be heard could then be heard were the slight rocking back and forth of the vehicle as Kyle proved to be to Jared that he had become a five tool player.
The end.
That was pretty good. I mean, this was beautifully written without without much smut. You know what I mean? A lot of times these erotic fan fiction requires a lot of vulgar words, but this one is, I like the entendre. I like the baseball pun entendres. I like it.
I do like our turn of becoming connoisseurs of smut.
We're fucking sommeliers of smut.
Yeah.
I give this a solid four. It's a triple play for me. I give it that.
It's good.
God damn it. Don't say some baseball shit, bro.
Is it a grand slam for you? Is it that good?
That was a home run. Not grand slam, home run.
Home run? Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Well, with that being said, I hope you guys aren't as bricked up as I'm. Just kidding. Just kidding, Wikimaniacs. My camera is off because my Wi-Fi is shitty.
We all know Sean's the catcher of this group.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. All the clips you put of me, I feel like I'm the giver.
Giver of content.
Yeah.
And other C words as well. All right. Wikimaniacs, that's it for this week. Thank you guys for listening into another one of our episodes. Like we said up top, if you want to get these earlier than everybody else, join our Patreon. You can find it on our website, redditonwiki.com. Yeah, thumbs up. Nice. I did a good job. Also, make sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, and the number one app, Good Pods.
Hey.
And a shout out one more time to the Finnish people. You love your boy. Your boy loves you back. Number one, baby. And by the time this episode comes out, I'm sure I'll be so far down the Finland list. They won't even fucking know who I am. So shout out mostly goes important to the Wikimaniacs over on Twitter. I mean, Wikimaniacs everywhere are important, but it seems to be that most of you guys are on Twitter, and we really appreciate you guys always replying back to what we have to say. All of John's shit posting, it's going to good use. And every Monday, new episodes. This might be my last one for, I don't know, a while. We batch record, so I'll be back before you guys know it. So,
hell yeah.
We'll see you guys next week. Love you guys. Again, I'm Poor From The Wedding, patreon.com/redditonwiki. You know the vibes. Double peace signs. Your boy out.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.